This one is called Focusing. How do we? There are so many voices in the world, so many distractions. I'm sure so many things are just time-consuming. Sometimes this life presents an accumulation of too many events that accomplish very little for Jesus. We can become overwhelmed with each day's activities, never coming to an understanding of what Jesus has for us to do. Where do we begin focusing? How do we? I heard a radio program about focusing. The pastor spoke of a time when he had just opened the doors of a new church. A lady of the congregation called and said her son had fallen out of a tree and broke his leg. The pastor went to the hospital and tried to comfort the little boy and his mom. The boy would not let the doctor touch his leg to set the broken bone before casting. The doctor left the room and came back with the baby. He told the boy, "Hold the baby with mom and don't drop it." As soon as he put the baby in their arms, he took the boy's leg and put it into place. The pastor used the analogy of how the doctor gave the boy something of great significance to focus on. We focus on one thing at a time. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we would focus on Jesus? After all, He is the one who makes all things right. We see Jesus throughout the Bible. He is the Word and says, "If you delight in me, I will give you the desires of your heart." Psalm 37:4. He says, "Don't be afraid. You are my child. I will never leave you nor forsake you." Hebrews 13:5. "Be strong and take courage. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10. "The one who lives within you will be strong in you today." Father, I look to you. My focus is developed as I look to you. I see things from your perspective. All glory to our great God who has given us his Son. He is the only significance who is able to keep me focused. In Jesus' name, I pray.